Challenges for a Rancher, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Dawn Nelson's a real-life cowgirl who deals in reality when it comes to the wolf issue on her ranch in Creston, Washington.
We deal with the environmentalists and their wolves up here, but we end up with a few wolves throughout the winters and stuff that come in and kind of torment the cattle herd and get them spooky. In 2011, we lost 17 calves in 1 week to wolves, and nothing we could do. Nobody could help us. You know, we called the game department. Nobody would come out and help us. So now that they reintroduced these wolves into Washington State, they don't give us any out. We can't protect our own livestock without becoming a criminal. So now we're dealing with that. Last summer, checking fence line about 4 hours from the house, I was long trotting my horse home and had a wolf come out behind us and spook a young horse I was riding. And she ended up dumping me and dragging me about 150 yards before I could get her stopped and get myself free of the stirrup and stuff and get up. It's just this one more thing out in the wilderness and out on the ranges we have to deal with.
Don't get me going on wolves. Don't you carry a pistol?
I do, yeah.
Under a circumstance like that, you could shoot that wolf.
Yeah, the problem was I was trying to get my horse stopped, which could have ended a lot worse. You know, they came out the next day and photographed the tracks and said, oh, yeah, it was a wolf for sure. And probably about a year, two-year-old male wolf. He's just looking for a new territory.
Where he can predate on cows.
I'm David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West, and we do everything we can to keep you up to date on all things agriculture.